It would be fine if they took it all. Rabbi Mike Huckabee. Huh? Oh, poor Tucker Carlson. Look for him to have some sort of unexpected accident. He's coming out strong against the Zionist Jews, which is never a good thing in this world, huh? So I'm not, as you guys know, I'm not much of a Tucker Carlson fan, but he did a great job with the interview with Mike Huckster. Some of the points that I've always made, he was trying to pin him down. You know, we're supposed to like agree that Israel has a right to exist. Well, let's trace that down a little bit. What right do they have? You know, we start getting into this stuff, it's legitimate questions. You know, you start doing DNA testing and you find out that Benjamin Netanyahu is from Poland. His parents, his grandparents are from Poland. A lot of these guys are from Ukraine, right? I think Ben-Gurion was from Poland. These guys have no genetic ties to that place. As a matter of fact, their lineage, I do believe, goes to Turkey. There was a group of people there, and they're mixed. They're part Semitic, they're part that region, they're part European. That's what Netanyahu and these guys are. Whereas, just as a matter of fact, there are Palestinians in that area that, like, their genetics go back thousands of years in that on that particular piece of land. So what Tucker was asking is what right, and this is what I've been asking, what right are you saying that they have? Where do they get this right from? And the main thing that it always comes up is God was a land broker back in Genesis 15. Oh, okay. See, now this is the problem with religion. Biblical mythology, full-grown adult people keep the world in turmoil over little silly biblical myths. This is the problem I have with religion, Christian nationalism, Christian Zionism. So I've watched here for the last several years my country support and fund the ethnic cleansing of the Palestinians. A great book by Ilan Pepe, The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine. This has been the goal from day one, and Mike let it slip out, right? He let it slip out. It would be fine if they took it all. Oops, he had to try to backtrack on that one, right? Well, and it's a legitimate question. If you're saying, Mike, whoever, that these people have a right to the land, well, what land? What land are we talking about? And as Tucker was pointing out, oh, well, that would include a bunch of Saudi Arabia and Egypt and Jordan and, right? If that's the case, you're saying that they have a right to all that land. Really? Because of the Bible myth? Huh. So there's two, and then the other question is, how do you know that these people are the same people that we're talking about here, right? And it's a double strikeout. It's a double strikeout. They don't have any genetic ties to the area, and it's just ridiculous. The next thing that they always talk about the Balfour Agreement, and so what you're telling me is that some illegal colonial power that took land, then gave it to the Zionists, and that's your legal basis of having a right. And that's why I've always been, no, they don't have a right. What right would they have? I mean, a biblical myth isn't legal right to a piece of property anywhere that I know of. And having even a genetic, which they don't have. They don't have any genetic ties to that land. It's incredible. It really is. But he let it, now I haven't liked Mike Huckabee. See, here's, these guys will cut their nose to spite their face. Mike Huckabee, if you guys remember, the reason we had Obama as president was because of Mike Huckabee, the huckster, right? He wouldn't drop out of the race, even though it was mathematically impossible for him to win the primary, because he didn't want a Mormon. Huh? He'd rather have the black guy than the Mormon because of Mike's religion. Right? So he stayed in the race so Mike Huckabee wouldn't get it. Or, excuse me, Mitt Romney wouldn't get it. Which, Mitt Romney recently left politics because of all the slime ballness going on. I kind of liked him, Mitt. It seemed like he had at least a thimbleful of any sort of ethics. But there's your Mike Huckabee. And this is the problem with Christian nationalism. This is the problem with religions. Their number one loyalty is to their biblical mythologies. And if you can get people, as Voltaire said, if you can get people to believe in absurdities, it is of little effort to get them to commit atrocities. If you can convince people of absurdities, it is of little effort to get them to commit atrocities. Right? So they believe in this absurd fucking Bible myth, Bronze Age Bible myth, that somehow supposedly is legitimate in geopolitics in 2026. Right? And they use this to commit an ethnic cleansing. We've all watched it. Incredible. See how little effort it was to commit atrocities. All you got to do is get some people to believe in a Bible thumper myth, and they'll be haze gray and underway on the slaughter of people. Right? I've read my history book. Absolutely, that's what they do. So, yeah, Tucker, buddy, you're, wow, man. I hope you have good security. That's all I can say, because you embarrassed Mike Huckabee, there's no doubt. I watched that. I don't, like I said, I'm not a Tucker fan, because he lied about the stolen election shit. That's why he got fired. He cost Fox News $1 billion with his bullshit lies. So he's not, like, you know, an arbiter of truth or anything like that. But even a clock that has stopped is right twice a day. And he did a real good thing yesterday. And I can't believe it, huh? It would be fine if they took it all. Ooh, Michael, Michael, Michael. You're definitely not our ambassador. You're definitely a shill for Zion. Like I say, they control this place, man. I said that for a long time. The Jewish lobby controls this place. We fight their wars. We help them commit ethnic cleansing. We help them extort money from people all over the world. They're currently in the process of trying to extort Poland. You know, and then people wonder why. Oh, why don't you like the Jews? Oh, I just can't imagine why. Huh. I mean, watching. This is the funny thing about it, right? You become the one that's morally wrong because you're absolutely horrified watching ethnic cleansing. This is like the moral reversal of all time. So I'm upset, not upset, I'm absolutely horrified and devastated at the suffering and the ethnic cleansing that is taking place. So I speak out against the Zionist Jews, and I'm the bad guy because I don't support the ethnic cleansing. It's incredible, man. Huh? Only on social media. So yeah, there you have it, man. Rabbi Huckster. I think, but what's Netanyahu's real name? I think it's Mazikowski or something like that. He's fucking Polish, man. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Huh? The God, the land broker. So great, great little thing there. And like you, any conversation you have, they can't come up with an answer of why they have a right there. They come up with the same old silly shit. And that's not a right. And I'm not a fan of Islam or anything like that. It's just I do not like oppressors. You know, hey, the Epstein files. What a great reveal on the Jewish supremacy. Huh? How these guys talk to each other. We're just goy. Mike, you're just goy too, buddy. You're just usable goy to these people, man. You're just goyim. That's all. Huh? The Epstein files. What a great reveal. And hardly anybody's talking about it. The Jewish supremacy of how these people talk. We're just here to serve these people. We're like corn for a harvest for the Jew. And that's how the Epsteins, and that's how these people talk in private. Mike let it slip out there that it would be fine with him that if they took all of the land. Because God said so in Genesis. Holy shit. Hard to think that we're dealing with adult people here, but that's what they tell me. ChuckGines.com. Be sure to sign up for the email subscription and please share my content on your social media. Have a good day.